And the first three stories we're explaining this Tuesday are all related to money. The first involves a plan by U.S. President Donald Trump to improve America's infrastructure. It's roads, tunnels, railways, water, power, and even broadband internet projects. It calls for $1.5 trillion to be spent on infrastructure, but most of that wouldn't come from the federal government. It would supply $200 billion, and states, local governments, and private investors would provide the rest of the investment. In recent years, states themselves have started paying more for infrastructure projects. The White House says it wants to accelerate that. It also wants to dramatically speed up the process of getting projects approved and the building permits issued for them. That can take anywhere from 5 to 10 years. The Trump administration wants it done in 2 years or less. It says it'll take both executive actions and work by Congress to make that possible. The president says inefficient investments by lawmakers have allowed American infrastructure to deteriorate, causing the U.S. to fall further behind other countries, and that it's time to give Americans the working, modern infrastructure they deserve. But critics say the Trump administration isn't footing enough of the bill. Democrats in the House of Representatives announced their own infrastructure plan last week. It calls for the federal government to spend $1 trillion on infrastructure, 5 times the amount proposed by the president. And environmental groups say that speeding up infrastructure projects could also mean bypassing rules and reviews meant to protect land and people. The Trump administration's 53-page proposal is part of its overall plan for the U.S. budget.